Social media is used for all kinds of causes, of course. Right now, something called Movember is trending on Twitter. Maybe you've heard of Movember, like November with an M. It's a campaign to raise awareness about prostate cancer and other men's health issues. Thousands of men take part by growing a mustache during the month of November, hence all the selfies posted to social media sites to document the growth of facial hair. Okay, but that doesn't explain why Movember is trending heavily in Indonesia. You see, Indonesia doesn't have a Movember campaign. So we asked the world's social media producer, Tori Stark, to get to the bottom of Movember madness in Indonesia. Tori, what'd you find out?
Well, Marco, people are tweeting with the hashtag Movember simply because there's so many people tweeting in Indonesia itself. Jakarta is the most active city on Twitter in the entire world.
Wow.
Actually, 2% of the entire worldwide tweets are coming from the city of Jakarta.
That's incredible. So I know Indonesia is a very populous country, but why is Twitter so popular there?
Indonesia has the fourth largest population in the world, and under half of the population in Jakarta are under the age of 30. So people are really using it in their daily use, whether to get around, to communicate with their friends, or for more social campaigns. People are actually making a living using social media. There's a new class of citizen called buzzers on Twitter specifically, and they're being paid on social media to send tweets by advertisers.
Wow, how much do they get for each tweet they send?
A buzzer is paid starting at $21 per tweet, but it can be anywhere up to $50 per tweet.
Do you think Twitter knows about these people in Indonesia kind of squatting on their business model?
Yeah, it's actually interesting with Twitter's IPO coming up, how Twitter is going to position themselves. Twitter in the U.S. has used celebrity endorsements in the past, but nothing so widespread as in Indonesia. And it's actually interesting with a lot of Twitter's upcoming changes with promoted tweets that advertisers can directly promote their own tweets and not go through celebrities or high-profile Twitter users.
What are the companies that are actually using buzzers?
One of the things that I've seen a lot is Nestle. Nestle Indonesia uses a lot of Twitter buzzers. And a lot of the companies that are using these buzzers ask the buzzers to tweet between the hours of 7 and 10 a.m. or 4 to 8 p.m., which is traffic time for Jakarta. So a lot of people that are stuck in traffic jams in Jakarta are scrolling through their Twitter feeds and seeing these influential tweets.
As the traffic jams increase in volume, the tweets go up, I guess.
That's right.
We should note, too, that Movember is not using buzzers, right?
No, it's interesting. I talked to someone that identifies influential tweeters for buzzing campaigns, and she said that she's only noticed it this year in particular, and it's become a pretty organic movement. Not a lot of people are actually doing the campaign, but people are so clued into what's going on around the world that they're using the hashtag.
The world social media producer, Tori Starr, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.